Blog Talk Radio.
Live on Tri-Family Channels, Black Owned and Busy. I am Beverly Black. I'm Black and I'm prouder. You best believe, because it is Women's History Month, and today's guest is Nikki T. Anthony. She's going to tell us all about her philanthropy, her charity work. She's an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and soon to be best-selling first-time author. So welcome live on Tribe Family Channels, Black Owned and Busy. You can call us and join in at 563-999-3778 or listen online following our studio at blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Tribe Family Channel, Black Owned and Busy, is a Gumbo for the Soul International family brand, created, owned, and operated by yours truly. And without further ado, what's happening, Nikki? Welcome to Black Owned and Busy.
Hi, thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Thank you for, again, once again, being a guest and coming into this Tribe family. And, of course, I know you have a lot to share, so tell us, how did you begin your charity work?
Well, you know, I'm always, like, super transparent. You know, I give a lot of me, you know, I give a lot of my story, you know, on social media, you know, with random people that I meet, super transparent, not embarrassed about where I come from. So every single thing that I do is full circle. Whether I write about girls like me, or, you know, as a teenager, I was a troubled teen, dropped out of school, you know, ran away from home. It was a lot. You know, I didn't live in the best neighborhood. I didn't have the best role models, you know, didn't have the best environment, you know. So as I, you know, started to get my own self together, and I woke up and I'm like, you know what, this just does not work for me. I have to find a way out of this nightmare. You know, I promised myself that once I did make it to a point where I could, I felt like I was strong enough to tell a story, because I'm a firm believer that you shouldn't talk about what you don't know about, you know. So I always promised myself once I got to that, you know, you just shouldn't talk about what you don't know about, you know. I always promised myself that, you know, once I got myself to a certain level, that I would reach back and help young girls who were once like myself, you know, and try to encourage them, you know, that you can be better, you can do better, you know. So the definitely things that I've gone through in life is was definitely the start of, you know, me wanting to give back to young girls, you know, young teenage girls. So, like I said, everything I do is full circle, you know, whether it be writing, whether it be philanthropic opportunities, every single thing I do is because of something that I've gone through. I've lived it, I've experienced it, and I can help another young girl, you know, live through it and experience it as well, you know. So that's how I got into philanthropy for young girls.
You know, and that is absolutely phenomenal, and I love the way you keep coming back to full circle. You know, that's really being planted in my spirit right now, because, and also what you said, you can't, you know, don't talk about what you don't know about. Usually that would lean to, if you haven't experienced something, then you can't fully, you know, give a testament to that, and you really shouldn't be advising others as to what they should do in that situation. If you have never been in that situation, you might want to refer, you know, that person to someone that has, because experience, you know, life is, you know, our best teacher when it comes to experience. And so I really appreciate that, you know, like you keep reiterating, full circle. So what are what is the name of the organization that you have partnered with or created that fulfills that desire of helping young women?
Yeah, sure. So actually, it is actually launching in spring, and it is my own organization. It is called the Dream Squad Project, and it is Dreamland University, and it pretty much it encourages young adult sisterhood. It's a young adult sisterhood that it not only encourages young girls to go to bed with dreams and wake up with plans, but you know it's also an effort that'll help them. It'll aid them in building skills such as creative writing, artist development, liberal arts, enhancing their critical thinking skills, their interpersonal skills, their emotional intelligence, you know. So, you know, just like, you know, the characters that I write about, these are girls that are like me, you know. They're living through certain circumstances. They want better, you know. So, it'll definitely be launching this spring. Within the next 30 days, we were hoping to get it, you know, up and running March 1st for in honor of Women's History Month. You know, but delayed does not mean denied, and I'm a firm believer
Amen.
If you do it right or you don't do it at all. So, you know, delayed don't mean denied. We just a little delayed, a little behind, you know, but that's okay. You know, that's all in the plan. It's a
in
part
God's
of the plan.
Time.
So.
And
yes.
In God's time, and I really love your affirmation,
yes.
Delay is not denial because, you know, Gumbleton Soul Publications just dropped our 20th anniversary anthology. But that book is like 6-7 years delayed.
Mm.
And, you know, Gumbleton Soul Publications is my entity. And I focus on health and wellness, literacy, adoption, foster care, men's health, women's health, breast cancer, prostate cancer. And so that's something that we don't just aren't as forthcoming about as we should be, our health, the disparaging dilemmas that we found ourselves in the medical industry. And so it's hard to get people to talk about that. And so my book was delayed and delayed and delayed. And then finally, I'm like, okay, you know what? I have to get off the radio and get this book out. Finally got the book out, but delay was not denial. It wound up turning into our 20th anniversary honorary anthology. Dave Chappelle's mother wrote the foreword, Dr. Yvonne Sion. And it is available on GumbleFortheSoulInternational.com. It is Men and Women of Honor, our second edition. So your philanthropy work is noted because as long as it takes you, you will make it happen. And these young girls have a lot that will be poured into them by the preparations that are forthcoming. So as long as you continue to prepare, this thing will come out right. And I want to be a part of it. I want to donate books. I want to donate women's clothing, dresses that may have been worn in Hollywood or Beverly Hills that we may not wear again. But it'll be fun to see, you know, these girls these days, I'm 63. So I'm looking forward to passing the baton, and it would be amazing to see a young woman coming out of, you know, a stricken situation and being uplifted through your organizations and philanthropy where they're empowered. That would just be phenomenal to see that level of growth, and I definitely want you to keep us posted about that. So
for sure.
Definitely. So now you touched on, you know, a really great core value, and that's those interpersonal skills, that emotional intelligence. Tell us a little bit more about how you plan to help people deal with emotional intelligence because, you know, when we can arrest our emotions, that gives us time to prepare our response instead of flying off the handle. You know, you know us now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let you know in a real heartbeat. okay? It'd be a half a millisecond of a heartbeat, and you find yourself on the ground. So how do we arrest our emotional intelligence?
Well, we do, you know, like as I mentioned earlier, you know, I'm a firm believer of, you know, don't teach what you don't know, you know. So I'm not a I'm not that industry professional. However, comma, we will be bringing in industry professionals, you know, that will aid those young girls in learning how to control their emotions and learning how to communicate, you know, without destroying themselves, you know, teaching them that, hey, to talk about it, you know, and teaching them, encouraging them that it's unhealthy to keep it in, you know, because let's just be, you know, address the elephant in the room, you know, like in our neighborhoods, you know, brown and black neighborhoods, we are not encouraged to talk about mental health or the damages of mental health, or you know, or what environment or the lack of thereof does to mental health. You know, we're not allowed to talk about depression. You know, we're not allowed to express our feelings or be expressive, you know, to our parents. I know that's how I was brought up. I know I have young adult family members right now that are teenagers that are experiencing these same exact issues, you know. And it's like, you know, if they say certain things or they express certain things, you know, they're crazy or they're getting scolded or, you know. So we encouraging them to say, hey, it's okay to want to talk to someone, you know. It's okay to be expressive, you know. It's not healthy to keep those things in. So we definitely want to bring and industry professionals that will aid them in learning how to be healthier communicators, you know, and that's how you take care of your own mental as well, you know, by admitting, you know, emotionally, I need to learn how to communicate. If you communicate well, you feel well. And if you feel well, you look well. Like, it's all, you know, it's a domino effect, you know. So with each one of those, you know, within those industries, we want to bring in other entrepreneurs who are, or women that are like-minded, you know, that are interested in pouring into these young girls and giving them what they need to succeed, you know. So that's just a little sneak peek, so for sure.
Well, phenomenal, phenomenal, and profoundly put. Now, I chuckled in the beginning when you were saying, you know, well, you know, like you said, you're a firm believer of, you know, knowing, you know, what we're talking about, and that you will be bringing in industry professionals. And, you know, I kind of perceive that, you know, Nikki might be in the front row with Beverly trying to maintain her emotions, too. You know, when you said, you know, just when you started to answer that, I had to chuckle because I would be the one in the front row listening to the industry professionals so that I could keep a lid on it, okay, not fly off. The minute you talk about one of these babies and boo-boo and this and that, see, we have to learn to harness these emotions. You know, don't go up to that school acting no fool, you know, or otherwise, because we have such passion. And like you said, when you haven't been given the permission of acceptance of having passion, see, Black people are even viewed as having the same levels of pain as the rest of humanity. We're shown and portrayed as having these high tolerances for pain, like we don't hurt and we don't bleed. Just get back out there and, you know, pick the cotton and you know, foot chopped off and all. See, everything that we talked about this evening, there's a systemic infiltration into our socialization that is the root of that. You see, I'm going to have to go back and listen to this show. That was deep. Because of the fact that the conditioning permeates through different our socioeconomical, you know, and family makeup, you know. So, you like you said, you know, people now that can't even express themselves because we're expected to shrug things off. We're not expected to have an emotional need that needs to be tended to. We're not entitled to have passion and that may be coupled with anger. Then we're considered an angry black person, angry black woman. We get these titles where everyone else has the simple entitlement of being human and having these emotional traits that humans have been defined to have. But when it comes to a black woman or, you know, a black man, now we're out of bounds and, you know, subject to all kinds of conditions that under healthier circumstances, we would thrive being given the right tools and, you know, tools and talking points, if you will, that can help us proceed through any process of difficulties that we may be having in life, and especially when it comes to mental health. I want to normalize mental health so bad. So there's there's a website called alchemyhealth.com, and it's about black mental health. So A-L-K-E-M-E, alchemyhealth.com. And there's there's a app for it. And, I mean, it's just different things, different subjects that it's like guided meditations or just getting started. But it's a good space that I feel should be promoted among the communities of color, because we really need to normalize reaching out and talking to someone, picking up the phone. Hey, I need to talk this through. You know, we're such big fans of the King James Version of the Bible. You know, then Proverbs 3:5 says, lean not to thine own understanding. So we're supposed to be talking to everybody. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Black Owned and Busy. Yeah, Nikki? You know, but I thank you for being so transparent. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Absolutely. For sure.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Black Owned and Busy on Tribe Family Channel. I'm Beverly Black. And this evening, we're speaking with guests. Nikki T. Anthony. She is an entrepreneur, a philanthropist, and a soon-to-be first-time author. She's discussing her charity work, helping young ladies become the women that they are destined to be. And we'll be right back after a couple of commercial breaks.
African-American writer, artist, and storyteller Nikki T. Anthony will be debuting her young adult fiction novel, The Price We Pay, in fall of 2023. Anthony pulls from her own personal experiences and challenges with racism. The granddaughter of a white grandmother, she experienced plenty of both while growing up. Dubbed the To Kill a Mockingbird of the 21st Century, as told from a black perspective, the novel centers on the experiences of 15-year-old Zanetta Henchman as she navigates the treacherous waters of a racially divided small southern town, where she quickly discovers that there's a price to pay for her choices. Anthony hopes her novel will open people's eyes to the damage caused by racism and the consequences of our choices in how we handle them. The Price We Pay is now available for pre-order at www.iamnikkitanthony.com.
Are you thinking about writing and or publishing a book but need help navigating the process? Path to Publishing is here to chauffeur you along your book writing and publishing journey. Visit us at www.pathtopublishing.com. That's two, T-O, the word, not to the numeral. www.pathtopublishing.com.
And welcome back live on Black Owned and Busy. I'm Beverly Black, and this is Tribe Family Channel, a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand. We are also in the company of Gumbo for the Soul Publications, which is part of our legacy. And we would like to invite you to visit www.gumbofortheSoulInternational.com. We just dropped our 7th anniversary in honor and celebration of our 20th anniversary. That's going to be Gumbo for the Soul, Men and Women of Honor 2. And that's available on our website and on Amazon in ebook. So thank you once again for tuning in. Nikki T. Anthony is with us. And again, she's an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and a soon-to-be first-time author. This sister is deep into the charity work, into the work that touches the souls of Black folks. Now, Nikki, your book sounds very interesting, Art Mirrors Life. And so with the few minutes that we have left, tell us about what part of your journey when it comes to the work that you're heightening in your book, you know, especially when it comes to racism. What part of your own journey mirrors the art that you're writing about when it comes to art mirroring life? We know that some people draw from their own experiences and then parlay that into a publication. Is that the case with you? And if not, what is the case?
No, yeah, for sure. That's definitely the case. Everything I do, I write with the avatar of girls like me and mine. I give with the avatar of girls like me and mine, you know. So every single thing that I do is with, you know, based on an avatar of a young girl that is like me or similar to me. So just as in the book, you know, and even with my philanthropic endeavors, you know, I set out to be the woman for young girls that I needed when I was a young girl. And that's the same as the main character in the book, Zanetta. She's a 15-year-old young girl. She has a two-parent household. However, she goes through some really tough circumstances as a young Black girl, and she's forced to grow up really fast, and she recognizes that there's a high cost that we pay. There's a price that we pay as young Black girls when we do not have someone to lead us or mold us or guide us into the right direction. So Zanetta's character was definitely built off of the avatar of me. She does not have a lot of older role models that are saying, okay, come on, girl, let me hold your hand, you know. She does not have that, you know. And as a young Black girl, it's needed, it's necessary, you know, especially in our communities. You know, sometimes our moms, you know, my mom didn't have the resources, you know, or I don't know why, you know, or the capabilities to be that young, you know, woman for me. But it would have helped if I had another role model as a woman to be that woman for me, you know. And Zanetta does not have that. So Zanetta's character is definitely built off of the avatar of me. It's built off of the avatar of other girls that may be paying a high price for not having a woman in their life to teach them how to be girls that they needed as girls, you know. So for sure, it's definitely built off the avatar.
Wow. Well, I definitely want to thank you for sharing this time with us on Black Owned and Busy, and we will be looking forward to your book drop. We will be looking forward to possibly having a book drop party for you right here live on Tribe Family Channel. I know that that will be in the fall of 2023 from the previous notifications that I've received, so we'll keep our eyes out for that. And again, congratulations to all that you're doing. Keep me posted. Keep Pride Family Channel, Gumbel for the Soul International posted, so we can definitely support what you're doing in terms of feeding into the young women's minds who you are influencing. And we wish you a most successful launch, be it this month or whatever day is designed by the Creator and your creations. We just want to, you know, back you and know 100% that, like you said, delay is not denial. It's not gumbo until it's gumbo, baby. And so much success from Gumbel for the Soul International. It's going to be what it's supposed to be. And I want to thank you for being here on Black Owned and Busy. Nikki T. Anthony, y'all, God bless you. And you keep up the soul work, all right?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You do the same.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Peace to you. Have an amazing weekend. And to all of you, our listeners and supporters, we thank you. Be amazing. And we will be back next week. We have a few shows, Called to Serve and Black Owned and Busy. So be blessed and be a blessing. I'm so tired, you all. I'm stumbling. But you know what? I'm celebrating. I passed my course at the University of Las Vegas that I started at the end of January, so I finished it 10 days early. I'm over the moon, taking some time off. So this is Beverly Black out from Tribe Family Channel, Black Owned and Busy. Again, Nikki T. Anthony, thank you once again, and you take care.
You do the same.
Thank you, Queen.
I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it. My heart is gonna live my life.
Tri-Family Channel. Tri-Family Channel.